Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. I'm so glad to be here tonight, and I see a lot of people hopping on and on the phone line. So thank you guys for being here tonight, because we've got a special speaker, and I met her not very long ago, but what struck me most about her is she's so beautiful on the outside and the inside too. And as I started chatting with her and getting to know her a little bit better, I realized what a story she has. And, you know, Thursday night we do a mind, body, and spirit show, and it's all about how everything is interconnected, your mind, your body, your spirituality. And I think this girl, without even realizing it, or maybe she does realize it, epitomizes that to the fullest. She's 21. Started her own not-for-profit organization. Keisha, your organization started out of something that, you know, you took something that was so horrible and turned it into something where you found your soul's purpose, your life purpose in empowering women. And so how are you doing? I'm so glad you're here tonight. And I tell everybody who get lost. Oh, good, good, good. She's 21, beautiful on the inside and the outside. Dorian, I thought she looked like America. You bet, yeah. We thought you looked like America's top model. So, yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
But you bet. And what's the name of your women's organization before you go any further? Because I will say it a couple different times. You Empower Women.
Love in My Skin.
Love in My Skin.
We say limbs. Yeah, we say limbs for short, LIMS. So...
In my skin. I gotcha. Now, I know that it started out a tragedy, and I sent that email out to everyone today. How did you start your organization? Where did it come from? Share with us tonight.
Okay, well, I started, I want to say, a year ago. So March of last year, I started my organization, and it came after a series of events in my life that caused me to, I want to say, self-destruct. I was at a point in my life where I was doing crash diets to lose weight and better my image because I didn't feel like I was beautiful. And there are stories behind that, which I'll share with you guys in just a minute. But I woke up one morning and I decided that I needed to stop. And from then, Love in My Skin came because I realized that as a woman, I didn't need to feel like that about myself, and it wasn't right that I felt like that about myself. So starting Love in My Skin, I just hope to help other women conquer some of the things that I did. I know my biggest issues were my scars. I have a lot of scars. I have 13 stab marks, and I have a few scars that resulted of a car accident when I was younger. The car accident came at 4. I was actually playing outside, and I was run over by a car. In the car accident, my liver was split, my pancreas was damaged, spleen was ruptured, and that left a really nasty scar on my stomach that laid vertically. And growing up, it was really hard to hide it, and kids aren't the nicest, so I was teased growing up. And I realized that a lot of things that other kids like doing, I didn't like doing, like going to the beach and going to the pool, because I just didn't want my scar to show. So in high school, around the time where boys start to notice little girls, I was in my shell. Like, I was really shy, and I think it was because I was really insecure. And I realized, without even actually sitting down and, like, evaluating everything, I realized that it was my scar why I was so insecure. And I started feeling like if I lost weight and I was skinny, that it would deflect from the scar. So, needless to say, I started to get over it a little bit. And I was around 15, and I started to accept that, okay, I have this scar, and it's not going to define me. But that same year, I was attacked. I was sexually assaulted and stabbed 13 times, 12 to my back and 1 through my chest. And in that event, it was really traumatizing because the person who did it was someone who I trusted and somebody I was supposed to rely on for protection. So not only was I left with this traumatizing event in my life, I was left with more scars. So more scars to me meant more issues. Now I started hiding everything. Not only was I hiding my stomach, I was hiding my back. I was hiding everything. So, again, my weight issue started. This time it just came back a lot worse. I ran throughout high school. So I would go running, and I wouldn't eat throughout the day. I wouldn't eat after I came from practice. And I started realizing that because of that, I lost weight. And I went right back to the same mindset. If I lost weight, my body would be a lot better. It would deflect from the attention of my scars, and boys would like me. So I forgot, like, everything about my face or anything that my mom ever told me I was beautiful growing up went out the window because of my scars. And I think the last straw was, I think it's what you call a lemon diet, where I didn't eat for 10 days. And
wow.
I didn't eat for 10 days, and I just drank lemon juice and soup. And I picked out everything out of the soup. I just drank the broth because that was only when I was starving. And believe it or not, I didn't start to feel hunger until about day 5. And it started to make me really sick. My immune system just went to nothing, and I got sick just about anything. You would sneeze and I would get sick. You would cough, I would get sick. So
wow.
I woke up one morning. I had a dream, and the insignia that we have today called Lady of Hearts, she was really vivid in my mind, and I didn't know what she meant. I just knew that I knew she meant something. I just didn't know what the symbol meant. And I asked God, I asked him a few questions because by trade I'm a chef. So I asked him, I was like, is this going to be, the symbol for my catering business? I asked him a whole bunch of questions. I just didn't understand. And it started to come together. Somehow, some way, it just all came full circle. And I was like, this is what it means. And believe it or not, there's nothing beyond that. That's just how it happened. I just saw the symbol one night, and it just all came to me. And prior to this, I had never dreamed of becoming a women empowerment activist. I never dreamt of having my own nonprofit organization. So in that moment, I knew that it was God telling me that I needed to do this, that I needed to stop what I was doing. I needed to stop self-destructing. And I had a bigger purpose, and that was loving my skin. And at first,
amazing. Can I interrupt you for you a minute? So I'm going to catch people up. So you dreamed about that symbol, and you didn't have any clue what it meant. You thought it might go on one of your cakes for your catering business. You were too funny, Keisha.
I didn't know what it meant.
So she saw the symbol in her dream, and then you realized it was for a series of questions and through a series of praying and meditating, I'm assuming, you got the answers and asking people. And but what led you to this point is real tragedy. You were starving yourself. You were anorexic, bordering on that, full-blown anorexic. You're a runner. I relate to that because I'm a runner. And trying to run without eating, I was like, I'll be so sick. But that's a whole new story. And someone you loved and trusted, and when you were 15, I guess, 16?
15, yeah.
Stabbed you 13 times, right? And 12 in your back and one in your chest. And I remember you telling me the story yesterday that you had this feeling that if you just rolled over, if you continued to lay on your back while this person was stabbing you, you were going to die. And you had a feeling or some kind of intuition to roll over on your back, and you survived. And the sexual assault and everything. Wow. And one question I want to ask you. Are you angry at this person for doing this to you?
No.
Are you angry at life?
No, I'm not. And I tell so many people the story because I've come to a point where I'm just open with it. People, they ask me, they're like, how can you be so strong, or how can you look at it as something so positive, or do you feel anything when you're telling the story? And honestly, I don't feel angry at that person. I don't feel any sort of anger. I just know that it happened for a reason. And I look at Love in My Skin, and that was the reason. I know that if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have my story to tell, or I wouldn't have this message to share with everybody. I don't know. I'm not angry. I wish the best for him. I've actually prayed for him. I've forgiven him. Like I said, it was somebody I knew for 4 years, trusted, and I just leave him in the hands of the higher power or God or whoever, and most of all, I just hope that he gets help for whatever his problem is, but I'm not angry.
That's amazing. I know most of us would be angry and bitter. And so you don't let your circumstances define you, which is really, really key. So Love in My Skin, you've got it, it's on Facebook. But let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You're here in your so you have this symbol. It's a beautiful symbol, by the way, and love your page. And you guys like our page. And if you're on listening and you haven't liked Angel Coaches yet, like our page, Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and Love in My Skin, like her page, because she's a beauty, and you'll see her, she's beautiful. You got the symbol. How did you come up with a not-for-profit? Did you get people involved? Share with us about how you got that. Got to that point, because that's amazing. You're 21. You're doing stuff that most 50, 60, 70, 80-year-olds won't even do. Or 80-year-olds, they need to retire. That's what they're thinking. But, you know, most people won't even start. Did you pray? Did somebody say you started not-for-profit? Or how'd that happen? Share with us.
Mostly it was just prayer and asking God to guide me in the right direction. I ended up naming her. Her name is Lady of Hearts. And as you can see on the Facebook page, it's just a stick figure. That's the best way I can explain. But in the middle, there's just a heart. And she has no eyes, she has no features whatsoever. She doesn't have a shape. And that means that symbolizes that beauty can only be found on the inside. We shouldn't be defined by our external image, and that's what I believe, and that's what Lady of Hearts stands for. So once I figured that out, I knew that I needed to bring other women on board. And obviously the first people that were available to me were my sister and her friends and my friends. And I actually brought the story to my sister, and she's like, Keisha, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, it's this really cool symbol. And I ended up writing down what she means. And it, Lady of Hearts, a beautiful heart, a beautiful you. That's what we say, I love in my skin. So that's what I had at the time. I just had that quote, and I had Lady of Hearts. And my sister was like, she thought I was crazy. And luckily, I have a really supportive family. She's like, you know what, when you figure it out, I'm here to support you. And I didn't know what we were going to do with her. I just knew that I wanted other women on board and that I wanted to help other women. That was most important in the beginning. I just wanted other women to feel good about themselves. I wanted to get that small message out there. And we ended up doing walks as our first event, because to me, donating and sharing our message with others was the most important thing to do starting off. And doing these runs, I know you said you do a lot of runs, and for a lot of times they're charities. So
right.
My biggest thing in the beginning was to just support other charities, because that's what Love in My Skin was all about, supporting other women. So we started doing breast cancer walks and our walk for autism. And so that's how we started. And from then, it stemmed into something way bigger. Obviously, there's myself and then other women. So from there, all these great ideas just started to mesh together. And luckily, I was put in a circle of women that were so supportive. Once I did get everything together, once Love in My Skin was just more than just my insignia and a quote, So that's basically it. I was just lucky enough to have a supportive circle that understood how much it meant to me and how much the message meant to me. So that's basically where it all started.
Let me ask you a question, because I want to hear that quote again. What's the quote? I get the symbol that you guys, or you call it the insignia, symbols, insignia, and it's who you are. It's like your branding, love in my skin. But what's the quote that you use? That's beautiful.
A beautiful heart, a beautiful you.
A beautiful heart, a beautiful you. Is that not good? Yeah. Did you get that in the dream, or did you come up that with yourself? Did you come up that with your thoughts? You know, connecting to a higher power. How did you get that quote? That's beautiful, by the way.
Honestly, I can sit here and tell you that I meditated and I prayed and I did all these things, but I would be lying. It just all came to me, and it's crazy. It's a crazy thing to say because it's so cliche, it came to me. But it just came to me. I have this book that I'm looking at when I first started, and I have maybe 6 pages, and those 6 pages were just moments where I just took the book and I started writing down our motto. I started writing down what this symbol meant, and honestly, it just all came to me, and it came to my brain, to my fingers, to the pen, to the paper, and that was it.
That's how you found it. You just put yourself in a higher space, a higher place with your thoughts and your energy. Your vibration was in a really high place, and we believe that here at Angel Coaches. People believe in angels, have angel experiences, and the law of attraction. It sounds like what you think about, you created. Amazing, really amazing. And you got your family on board. Did you know that sometimes your family is your hardest, harsh people get on board?
And it's funny because my sister, she is a huge support system, and whatever I choose to do, she's there. And she said to me, she's like, you know, you don't always stick with everything you do. So she's like, you know, let me know when you're serious. And I mean, as a child, I went through a lot of different activities, a lot of different things, and it's true. I hopped from different things. And she actually sat me down the other day, and we were just going back and forth with ideas, and she was really happy that this was something I decided to stick with. And she always tells me how she's really happy that I stuck with it because it's such a great message, and she loves what I'm doing. So I was just lucky enough to have supportive family, and that's exactly why I'm still here.
I think this is important. Do you feel like being an activist and with women, empowering them, is your soul's purpose, your life purpose? Do you feel that is what you're here to do? Why you? Okay.
Yes. I'm actually a student. I'm a psychology major, but I'm also a chef, and I get this question, how do you think a chef and a psychologist is going to go hand in hand? And I tell people, I have a passion, and that's cooking. I always love cooking. I always love creating. And then I have a purpose. And it's funny you ask me that because I've always said that I have a passion, I have a purpose. Cooking is my passion, and loving my skin is my purpose.
Very good. Well, you're going to be able to cook some great meals for people that support your organization. That's for darn sure. So your passion is cooking. Your purpose is loving my skin. You're going to say something else. That's a great way of putting it. I appreciate that, too. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. That was just basically it. My purpose is loving my skin, and that's why my major is psychology, because I feel like in order to help effectively, I need to have that knowledge within that field to actually help people. I don't want to help blindly, if I should say. So that's why I decided to go back to school for psychology and become a counselor.
That's good. So you're going to be able to really use what you do with your the women. Now, you guys just recently did something with women in distress. Talk to us about that. What are your plans for the future? Because Angel Coaches wants to work with you. Okay. So
that was a really, really fun event. It was actually at the Broward Outreach Center. I can't tell you exactly where because we dealt with battered women and
right.
So it was a lot of women in distress. So for Valentine's Day, I personally didn't have a Valentine's Day, but I knew that I wanted to spend it. I wanted to spend it doing something really good. And my sister, actually, I give the credit to her, and we were at the Susan G. Komen Walk for Breast Cancer, and we were walking, and this was, I believe, in November, December, and she said, "Keisha, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We should do something." And that was it. It was just, we should do something. I was like, okay. And I started calling and calling around, and I found this location, and I told them I wanted to come in and just do things with the women. And I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I just knew that I wanted to pamper them and I wanted to meet them. So we ended up bringing gifts, and we ended up bringing a massage therapist. And I had met a young lady by the name of Nadine Stanley from Mary Kay, and I spoke with her briefly, and she just fell in love with the concept of Love in My Skin, and she wanted to be a part of it, but herself, she couldn't either physically, so she actually sent Darlene from Mary Kay. So Mary Kay came, and then they did the satin hands, so they ended up pampering them with satin hands and fragrances. So it was just a really fun event. We played games, and we listened to music, and we just bonded with them. Like, we just listened to their stories, and we had very similar stories. And so that day was just about empowering and letting them know that even though they're in that situation, they can always turn it into a positive. I told my story. Darlene told her story, which was an amazing story. And all in all, it was a beautiful day. And from there, we just started planning events with that same location. So that was a good day.
That's a great thing. So,
yeah.
And you guys take donations, and if they want to go to your website and donate something, I'd like to help you with that. So, but Love in My Skin is your organization, and you guys do stuff with the women in distress, and you've got a lot of events planned. I know that Angel Coaches is planning to do a run at the end of this year, so we'd like to work with you guys on it too as well. So maybe it's something that we can really plan and do some wonderful things with a charity and organization and make it happen. I know that, I'm excited about that too, to work with you. Go ahead, please. I want to hear what you have to say. Sorry.
Yeah, you asked me the events that we have coming up. I can't believe I forgot to mention this, but we have a dress drive going on. Prom is in May, and we're a group of women, but we also know that beyond women in distress and women with body image issues and insecurity issues, there's also young ladies that aren't as fortunate as some to have the funds for prom. And we decided to do this dress drive in order to get these women their dresses for prom. I grew up with a single mother, and luckily I had my sister who bought my prom dress and got my makeup and my hair and my nails done, and it made prom that much easier for me. And I know that that's one thing that I wanted to do going into Love in My Skin, was also helping young ladies, not just women, because I know that once you transition from a young lady into a woman, a lot of the issues that you had as a child, they don't really go away. So my focus is also young women, and the dress drive is to help them with prom and have that night be a little bit easier. We're also doing a prom makeover for a prom senior, a high school senior. She has to write a 500-word essay. The essay has to entail her dreams for the future and any scars or internal issues that she has and how she plans to overcome that. And by doing so, she becomes inducted into Love in My Skin. So,
wow.
So we're doing her prom makeover, and so the dress drive is a separate event, but that's also a big event that we're trying to generate so that we can help and assist these ladies during prom this year.
So the young 17, 18-year-old girls, you're trying to give them a prom makeover, because I know that's a, man, I remember prom, and it's how you look and what you look like. Isn't that true? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Biggest
and
night next to wedding night. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I get that's cool, and I'd like to help you guys with that. So we'll talk about that, see what we can do. And so that's a good thing, because you're trying to, one of the things that you're doing because of your own story and other stories that you've heard is that girls carry these issues when they become a woman. But what you're trying to do is help them deal with it before they get to where they're on their own, you know, doing and being supporting and building a family or going to college and going to work or whatever it is. You're trying to get them to heal the issues so that they can enjoy the next phase of their life even more. Is that right? Did I say that correctly? Okay.
Spot on.
Okay, and then the women, you're dealing like with women in distress and other women women to empower them, because they're there and you want to show them how they can change it in a New York second if they choose and work on themselves and just remember and be a strong, beautiful, powerful woman. And I think true power comes from love. That's my own thought about that. But what a great idea. So you're getting them at both ends when they're right before they become a full-fledged woman. And as they are growing, as they are a woman, middle age, young, it doesn't really matter. So, because in a women in distress, there's a lot of people there. Okay, that's really good. Wow, it's such an honor to know you. I know this is the first show that you're doing with us. We'd like to have you on, you know, again and help you raise money, raise funds, and maybe do some stuff together. And I'm not sure how we can do that, but I'd love to work with you. What you're doing is so, so very important. And it's made a believer out of me. You're so beautiful. And I asked her, she's so busy. I know this very well. She's so busy. She doesn't have time to have a boyfriend. I was like, okay, because people are going to want to know that. Do you have a boyfriend? That's funny. I get you. I'm super busy myself. I barely have time to breathe sometimes. Okay, so we've got that covered, and we'll have you on again. And Love in My Skin, Facebook.com, you go there and they can find you and a lot about your organization, who you are. And you want to help heal, show women how they can heal themselves by loving themselves, right? You know what I mean? Cool deal. I appreciate that so very much, you know? And your next event, when's your next event? The dress drive, is there somewhere that's where people can go, or
that address I'll actually get to you, and in the future I can mention it, or I can give it to you so that you
not
can mention it.
If you send it to me, I'll mention it. When you're on again, you can mention it, and we'll just be talking about it all the time, because there's a lot of women out there that need prom dresses, a lot of young girls. I get it. So when you do the women in stress, I'd love to help that, because there's some things I can do and bring and help and whatever. Okay, and we're going to have you on again. This is Keisha. Keisha, how do you share your last name? Can you spell it or say it for us, because I don't want to mispronounce it.
I had an issue with that growing up. It is Mitto, M-I-T-T-O, Mitto, or Mitu, however you choose to pronounce it. It's Mitu.
Mitu? Okay, which do you prefer? Mitto or Mitu? So, because I'm going to say how you like it. Okay, Mitu. Gotcha. Okay, Michu. So, listen, I hear you. I have a half-sister who's Japanese, and she had a whole big deal with her name. I get it, and I did as well, because they used to call me Terry, and it's really Terry. So I like my name, Terry. And, you know, whatever you like, you vibrate to. Did you know that? Because every name holds a vibration. So if you prefer your name, Michu, then we're going to make sure we call you that, Keisha Michu. So not a problem. All right. You guys should go to her Facebook page, Love in My Skin. It's on Facebook. Beautiful. She's in the process of really building something beautiful and strong. I want to make sure you guys heard her story. Those who are listening now or those who will download it later. And she's all about empowering women. How cool is that? Her and her whole sisters and friends and family. And it's just getting larger and larger and larger. I'm glad to know you. On that note, I'm going to, you betcha, we'll have her on again. And so I'm just trying to figure out everything and how we can help each other and help her organization and what we can all do. So you guys listen in and watch the schedule for her to come on again. And if you want to donate dresses, we'll get an address and make sure that you guys can have somewhere to donate your nice. And I know a lot of these girls can sew and make it look different anyway. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm not born like that. Cooking and sewing, not my thing. All right. When you're saying you're cooking, I go, gosh, I wish I could cook.
Yeah.
Joy and I said, well, sign us up. We'll take your cooking lesson. Okay. So you saw how well we did the makeup.
Anytime.
Well, we'll take a cooking lesson for you and pay you. How about that? That's even better. All right, everybody. We're going to close the call. But before I go, we've got our next call will be Sunday morning. It's all about relationships and the law of attraction. You know, Keisha's really done that so well with the law of attraction, putting her thoughts in a high place. She attracted the best possible things for herself regarding her organization. So Sunday with Di and I, it's going to be about relationships, issues, or challenges in relationships. And, of course, we always take a lot of stuff from our book. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me? And you can get that on angelcoaches.org or go to Amazon. It's there as well. And a lot of people are coming out with some new things. A lot of coaches are coming out with new books, new ideas, new thoughts, and videos. And they're going to be on Angel Coaches in the near future. All right, everybody. You know, one thing I got this today from the angels when I was meditating, and this is something I'll share with you guys. It's appreciate what you have today, and don't worry about what you may or may not have tomorrow. So appreciate what you have today, and don't worry about what you may or may not have tomorrow. And everybody, have a great now. We will talk to you later. Take care, everyone.